It's time for our weekly look at another Culloden, Cusack, and Warmerdam inquest jury recommendation with Lanark County Interval House Executive Director Aaron Lee. Aaron, thank you so much for being back on Lake 88.
It is my pleasure. Good morning to you, Bob, and all the listeners.
Let's get right into this. We do want to mention to our listeners that we will refer to IPV several times. That's intimate partner violence, just so people understand what we are talking about there. We are at recommendation number 8 from the jury, and it says, require that all justice system participants who work with IPV survivors and perpetrators are trained and engage in a trauma-informed approach to interacting and dealing with survivors and perpetrators. I think that this is one of the most important that we have had thus far. It is engaging in a comfortable and constructive way that will not do any more damage.
It is definitely a very important recommendation, and I'm happy to report that many systems are being trained in a trauma-informed approach, but it does require a shift, right? It requires a shift in terms of our approach. It requires an inclusion of the person as a whole person. It requires an understanding and a reframing and a rethinking about various choices people make. Whether that's the person doesn't show up for 3 appointments in a row, that really is not necessarily about the fact that that person doesn't respect the system. That's about that person's capacity based on how the trauma impacted them and their capacity to be able to recover and get through that anxiety to get to that appointment with you. So it really is about shifting our approach and looking at all of the trauma somebody has experienced as it relates to finding themselves in a situation as a victim.
I'm guessing that you have a lot of experience when it comes to this because you're often helping women and children fleeing violence, and it really is important that they feel comfortable and trust you and the people at Lanark County Interval House as you work through the process of helping them.
100%. I mean, I think that as an agency and many agencies in this community, I'm happy to say we really have embraced harm reduction as a reality in people's lives and how they cope. And trauma-informed approach has become integrated into so many of our agencies. And we just need to continue to practice that integration and pivot and shift and be flexible around how we work with people in terms of their capacity and their ability to understand what's happening systemically. I think one of the great examples is that the inquest itself was really rooted in a trauma-informed approach, having supports in the room for people if they required it, taking breaks when necessary, putting it in an environment that was comfortable and accessible to all people. It wasn't a stuffy environment. It was a very relaxed environment. And I think all of those things, from how you speak to someone on the phone to how you invite them into your office and what your office presents, all of that factors into that trauma-informed approach.
And really, it's, I mean, it couldn't be any more of a blanket statement when they say all justice system participants. So, I mean, this obviously goes to before any court date happens and then actually in the court. So we're talking about judges with experience, even, you know, security that's in the courtroom with experience. And then, of course, the attorneys who are present as well, dealing with this type of a case almost as a specialty or at least a secondary.
100%. I think that it speaks to every spoke in the wheel, so to speak, in terms of everybody who interacts with that particular case needs to ensure that a trauma-informed approach is being applied in every aspect of that case. So whether that's interviewing, whether it's part of the investigation, whether it's support systems and support agencies like ours, victim services, all the way through to our justice partners in terms of, you know, police services and crown attorneys and judges, as you already mentioned. And I think think it's really, if we could look at it like a wheel, and we look at all of us being spokes in that wheel, it's even how we communicate with each other information, and how we advocate for each other, and how we have to step back sometimes and say, in reality, based and rooted in trauma, is this so off the rail? Is this so inappropriate? How can we now plan steps to put in place to support this person so that they feel like they can engage?
I didn't mean to jump over something earlier you said, which I think is very interesting, that the inquest itself sort of modeled itself after this approach. So this isn't reinventing the wheel that has all those spokes in it that you speak of, but there are models around that they can use. And I'm sure the justice system has some procedures in place that could be modified to be more compliant with this particular recommendation.
I agree. I think that, it's just taking the steps. It's taking the time to explore what your environment looks like, what your documents look like, how your room is set up in terms of interviewing, and what your approach is and what your expectations are in terms of balance. How do we balance the reality that everybody has a job to do to see this case to fruition and through the courts? How do we modify all the steps we take in terms of ensuring that it's trauma informed? And I think it's really quite true that everybody involved in the inquest and all the organizing, from the coroner's office to the lead chair to all of the lawyers, really intentionally put things in place so that it would be trauma informed and would give everybody who was engaged in that the respect they needed and the space they needed in order to be able to get through the inquest.
This is part of the section under system approaches, collaboration, and communication. We talked about the ministry level before. This is the justice level here. It certainly is indicative of how seriously this is being taken. You're going up to the highest possible levels.
All levels need to be engaged in this, and the jury did a fantastic job naming what they felt needed to happen in order for there to be meaningful change in our systems. And this is a critical area. The systems approach, collaboration, and communication is definitely, if you look back at the inquest and you look at all of the pieces, those pieces are critical for us in terms of change moving forward.
All right, we're going to leave it there for this week, Aaron. That is inquest recommendation number 8. We will be looking, of course, at number 9 next week. It's always a pleasure to speak with you, my friend.
Thank you very much.
I'm Bob Perot for Lake 88 on LanarkLeadsToday.ca.